It's been a very interesting 2 weeks, but we're very optimistic, and we have a lot of hopes that we can work with this administration and move forward on a lot of issues. We've been on the defense for a long time with all these overstepping regulations that we've been facing. So the nice thing is it looks like we can have some say in how these regulations are going to be applied, or if they even are going to be applied. You know, waters of the United States looks like an issue that could be dealt with fairly swiftly, and consequently, you know, we looked at it as an intrusion on personal property rights, and we fight a lot of public lands issues and government intervention. So this looked like it was moving over into the public side, private lands. So we wanted to work on that. There's just a lot of rules that were placed at the end of the administration. So we hopefully push back on some of those and maybe be on the offense for a little bit instead of the defense.
Uden, a cattle producer from Nebraska, told me NCBA is pleased with the nominations for the new EPA director and Secretary of Agriculture.
When we talk change, as we spoke earlier, I think we will see change. You know, let's put some common sense back into how things are viewed and regulated, and put control back into more of a local, because those are the best people that can handle the issues, because they know what's going on better than the federal government. So I think there's a lot of positives there as we move forward with those nominations. And, you know, we've got a good nomination for the Interior. He's put some pretty good people out there that we feel, and so we're looking forward to working with this administration.
And he's looking forward to getting out over the next year to talk with producers across the country.
I always enjoy what they're doing and seeing what kind of changes they're making. You know, we have great producers all throughout the United States, and it is really fascinating to be able to go and enjoy these operations and see what they're doing. We have a lot of talented people in the beef industry, and we've got a lot of young people that now we've invested in. So in order to stay vibrant, we need to embrace change, and we come to this convention to address the challenges and make those challenges into opportunities. And that's what I'm hoping that everybody enjoys this nice experience this week at the NCBA convention in Nashville.
And as for the convention, Uden told me he's very pleased with the crowd.
I can't give you a head count right now, but it is definitely growing, and we think that we have very high hopes of setting a very large attendance at this one. Looks like we could break records pretty handily. But, you know, the mood is good, but again, the people know that there's challenges in the industry. We've got a lot of work to do in front of us, and they want to get engaged. They want to learn, and that's the main thing. They want to learn how they're going to take those challenges and make them opportunities for their operation, and that's what we're all about, is offering a gate-to-plate view. And when you come to this convention, you can see all aspects of beef production, both on the policy side and the checkoff side, and that's what makes it great, because whatever segment we're in on the production side, it ends up as a high-quality product.